You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Emmy Anstey was diagnosed with Bardet-Biedl syndrome at the age of 6 and has since learned many vital skills to help her through her sight loss journey. She now has a YouTube channel where she shares videos about sight loss. She's also recently passed her Level 3 Science and Nutrition course and is an active volunteer for local projects and organisations. So you first got in touch with RNIB to discuss the educational environment you wanted, and what were some of the skills you were looking to learn, and what stood out to you about the Royal National College of the Blind?
I went on a trip with the Victor Charity to the Royal National College of the Blind when I was 16, and we did look at an option, but at that point in time, I didn't feel like I was ready to go and live away from home because it's a residential college. Whereas now I've looked at the courses, I've realised that there's a few gaps in my training of mobility, independent skills and qualification in Braille that I'd like to pursue, and they offer a really good course in it that I think could give me the skills that I need for even further education or employment in the future.
What are you looking forward to about independent living, and what are you nervous about going to the residential college?
I'm really excited about kind of living away from home and learning those kind of independent skills and just getting to try different experiences. But there's one part of the mobility course, which is night mobility, and I'm completely night blind. So that does scare the living daylights out of me. But apart from that, I'm kind of just really excited just to go there and experience a really great time.
Your GCSE grades significantly improved after you were provided with better support. And what kinds of support were most helpful to you?
With the GCSEs, the retake year was so much better than what I did with my first lot of GCSEs because the support and lessons. So I was kind of given the tools at the beginning to do it properly. So the right equipment and the right settings, and just the exams were done differently and to a better level. So I still had all my 100% extra time, but I had a scribe when I needed to that allowed me to word process it. I had people reading both the questions, and I could have someone reading my answers as well. And just that better support and being able to focus on more specific subjects, 6 subjects and like 9 exams rather than 8 subjects and 17 exams, made it a better process.
Has it made you more aware of what you want in your next step in education and made you feel more able to ask for the support that you need?
I'd say yes to some extent. Yeah, just kind of made me aware of what support I need to really thrive, but also the way that I work and really work out what I kind of enjoy and what I really want to learn next.
And in terms of your YouTube channel, what was the process of starting that?
It's called Emmy's VIP Life, and the VIP stands for Vision Impaired Person. I'm trying to show what it's like living as a vision impaired person. Also just showing that you can still achieve, even though you have that kind of disability, and sometimes it's just showing someone that's been entertained that's kind of gone on. And this kind of started because I talked about it a lot with my family during lockdown, and I just thought that while there was so much going on, I thought I might as well just start it and see what happens, really. And the first one, I was really nervous about putting myself out there. But now as it's gone on, I just really love making the videos.
And how do you decide what the video is going to focus on?
Sometimes there's a lot of thought into a video. Sometimes there is hardly any thought that goes into it. It might be like I've done something in that week, or there's something I want to focus on. For example, I did a video for Guy Cane Awareness Day, where I actually planned a proper video about that. But a lot of the time, it's just pick a topic I want to talk about, or something I've done I want to talk about. Make 3 bullet points in my head or on a bit of paper of what I want to talk about, stick the camera on and just see what happens, really.
And what's most challenging and what's most fulfilling about making the videos?
The really fulfilling bit is, I'd say, making the content in general, because I have a great time laughing and stuff at silly things I've done or things I've said wrong. But also when I get comments from people I'm friends with on Facebook who say that it helps other people who they know who've got a vision impairment, or people with my condition send me a comment saying they want some advice on something, can I make a video about something, and then saying it's helped, that's probably the best thing I get out of it. As I said, the trickiest thing and the thing that can be most frustrating is the editing.
And what was the process of learning editing for you?
Well, the main thing was we had to find a bit of software that was basically the easiest to do and that I could kind of work with without being able to see it that much. So I found one on my iPad called iMovie. It's kind of white on black, but also a lot of it I have to go through and just listen to it. So all the editing is purely through listening to what I've said. So it's a long process. And if I wanted to do a video that's like 15 minutes long, it might take me half a day or a whole day to edit it.
And can you tell us a bit about your volunteering work and your work with Amplify?
So I volunteer at Delapree Abbey, which is a heritage house in Northampton, once a week, and I'm in a set of rooms called Boover Rooms, I'm an Abbey host, so I was up there talking about the history of the family who lived there and answering any questions that the visitors may have about the history of the Abbey. I've also done some bits with some other organisations. We're doing some braille labels for them and then kind of advising them on accessibility stuff and really trying to make places more accessible. And then with Amplify, that started through doing the YouTube channel, and I do blogs and videos with them, and I've just done a podcast episode with them as well. We're making a website and redoing their website, and I consult them on what's accessible, whether people with a vision impaired will struggle with it or not. And actually, I represented them at a Youth Summit event at the Houses of Parliament. I was networking with the different heads of the National Youth Agency and a few members of Parliament that are there. And it was a really, really great event to promote Amplify and kind of say about all we've achieved throughout the last year and a half with Amplify.
That sounds really exciting. Were you nervous? Have you done anything like that before?
I haven't done anything to that scale before. I went to one event in Northampton. I went to the Northampton Heritage Awards evening, and that was really exciting. I got to network and meet a load of amazing people. But this was a whole nother scale. There were so many people there. Everyone was kind of really happy, and it's just really nice. They were all really impressed with the braille that I've done, and especially like braille business cards and braille greeting cards and stuff that I've done. So that was really good.
And do you have anything coming up in the future that you're really looking forward to?
Well, at the moment, I'm doing bits and pieces with braille for different people. So I've done braille labels, braille posters, braille business cards, and now I'm starting to do braille greeting cards. So this is like it's a normal card that I bought, and I've been able to braille it and then translate it for my friends and family. People struggle to find cards that vision impaired people can see. I know I have, and my family have struggled to find cards, but also they're really expensive. So just trying to do things where it's kind of more affordable, but also allowing things to be more accessible, and hopefully become qualified fully in braille through going to ER and C, and be able to teach and transcribe it more as a proper job in the future.
Well, that all sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Emmy Anstey, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.